Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open God's eternal word and study the word of God together. I trust that whatever you're doing, if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the word of God today. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of John, chapter number 14, and we're continuing our study from this great chapter on the sure cure for a troubled heart. And we're looking at how to deal with fear, anxiety, stress, worry, in all of these situations emotionally that we deal with. I pointed out to you, first of all, from verse number 1, where the Bible said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." And I said to you, in the time of our distress, we can find help for our hurting hearts when we realize that there is a person that is sovereign, and that is our God. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. I remind you, he has just told them that he's going away. One of them is going to deny him, and one of them will dishonor him by betraying him. And now he says to them, ye believe in God, believe also in me. He is in control. He is sovereign. There is none above him. There is none that he bows before, and there's none that he has to answer to. He is God. So there's a power that is sovereign. And let me just say this. When you're in stress, then you need somewhere to place your confidence. And so what the Lord Jesus Christ is saying, you can believe in me. You believe in God, believe also in me. And then down in verse number 6, he points out to us a way that is simple. He said, no man cometh unto the Father but by me. He's simply saying that there is a way that you can get to God. And he said in the first part of that verse, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And there is no other way to God except by him. If you're a sinner, there's no other way to God for salvation except through and by the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're saved, there is no way to God through prayer except by and through the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our great high priest. He is our mediator between God and men. And we can come to God through him. I mentioned when we look at verse number 1, and we see there's a power that's sovereign that answers to our fear. He's the answer to our problem. He's the bearer of our burdens. And my friend, he's all that we need. We can turn to him. And then when we look at that path that is simple, then we find access. And the person who is going through stress needs a way to get to somebody who can help them. Then down in verse number 13 and 14, we looked at the prayer that is sure. And this prayer gives us communication. There is somebody that you can talk to in your time of problems. And you can come boldly to him and pour your heart out upon him. The Bible said in verse number 13, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. And I pointed out to you the scope of our praying, whatsoever, the secret of our praying, it's to be done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the surety of our praying, he said, I will do it. So we've looked at the person that is sovereign. We looked at the path that is simple. And then we looked at the prayer that is sure. Now then, I want you to come with me to verse number 16, down through verse number 18. And we find in verse number 16, 17, and 18, that there is a person that serves us. Notice what he said in verse number 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Then in verse 17, he explains who that comforter is. He said, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. And then there's the great statement in verse number 18, where he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Now, what's he talking about in these verses of Scripture? He has told the disciples he's going away. But he said, I'm going to pray the Father that he will give you another comforter. The word another here means one of the exact same kind. Another just like him. One who runs alongside to help us. He is our helper. And so Christ promised us he would pray the Father, and the Father would send us a person that would serve us. He runs along beside of us. He journeys the journey of life with us. As a matter of fact, he has never left us. Since you've been saved, he has been with you all the way. And dear friend, he's there with you right now. In the midst of all of the pressures and problems and perplexities that you're encountering, he is there with you right now. Notice again what he said. I will not leave you comfortless. They tell me the word comfortless means orphaned. I will not leave you alone in this world to make it by yourself. Oh, listen, dear friend. Here you find someone that is there that understands your needs and is willing to help you with those needs. What a comfort in a time of stress, anxiety, and fear. Then I want you to notice again in verse number 27, there is a peace that satisfies. He said in verse number 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Here we find a peace that satisfies. You see, as I said on an earlier broadcast, the presence of worry means the absence of trust, faith, and commitment. And so what God wants us to do is to commit everything in our life, even the situation that you're in right now, to his hand. And when you do, he will give you that peace. May I just simply say to you, the peace of God is mentioned in several different contexts in the Word of God. In Romans chapter 5, verse number 1, the Word of God said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That peace with God is the peace of salvation. It is there because we have been reconciled to God by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it gives us peace with God. The word peace simply means no friction. And as a songwriter said, when you are saved by the grace of God, there is nothing between my soul and my Savior. But not only there is a peace with God that comes to us in salvation, but there is the peace of God. As we looked last week in Philippians chapter number 4, verse number 6 and verse number 7, where the Bible said to be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgivings, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So there is a peace with God in salvation. There is the peace of God in surrender. But here is the peace that God gives us. It's from God. and it's given to us in a time of trouble. You say, well, how do you know that, preacher? Look at the last part of the verse. Let me read the entire verse again. He said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hear me, friend. God gave you peace with God in your salvation. And God gave you peace of God in your surrender. But God will give you peace from God in your suffering if you will allow him to do so. You remember the Bible said in the book of Isaiah, chapter 26, verse number 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed upon thee, because he trusteth in thee. Friend, I'm saying to you, there is a person that is sovereign. There's a path that is secure. There's a prayer that is sure. There's a person that serves us. There is a peace that satisfies. And these things enable us to overcome our worries, our fear, our anxiety. But then let me go back to the early part of the chapter and notice in verse number 2. Here we find in verse number 2 that there is a place that is special. You say, preacher, what is that? Why is that? Well, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Two things I want you to notice about this place that is special. Number one, it is prepared. I go and prepare a place for you. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. He's gone and the place is prepared. John saw it in Revelation chapter number 21 as a bride ascending from God out of heaven. Jesus said, if I go and prepare, and John saw a prepared place. So my friend, you may be going through the battles today, but I want to tell you, heaven's waiting down the road if you're saved by the grace of God. One day there is a place where sin and sorrow and suffering cannot enter. And my friend, if you're saved, that is your eternal home. But there's a place, it is a prepared place, and it is a personal place. He said, I go and prepare a place for you. If you are saved by the grace of God, you have a prepared place that is prepared personally for you in the city of God. And we'll live there eternally when this life is over. Let me give you just a final thought briefly. In verse number 3, there is a promise that is sweet. He said, and if I go, I will come again. Did he go? Acts chapter number 1, verse number 9. He was taken up. A cloud received him out of their side. In Revelation 21, John saw that place prepared. So he said, if I go and prepare a place, I will come again. He went. He prepared the place. He will be back. It will not be long until you be out of this mess that you're in today. Father, take the word. Use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. How I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio and study his word together. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.